Calico Captive by Elizabeth George Speer. To Mary. Foreword. In August 1754, on the brink of the French and Indian War, James Johnson, his wife Susanna, and their children were captured in an Indian raid on Charlestown, New Hampshire. They were taken from their home, forced to march through the wilderness to the north, and sold to the French in Montreal, where they were held for ransom. Years later, when she was nearly 70 years old, Susanna Johnson wrote an account of this journey, and it is from her narrative that the main events of this story are taken. Captured with Susanna and her family was a younger sister, Miriam Willard. Her imagined adventures, as they might have happened, are recounted here. Calico Captive, Chapter 1. Phineas Whitney was the last guest to leave the party. Miriam Willard had been aware, watching from the corner of her eye, of how he had maneuvered to be the last one out the door. The others were already out of sight down the dark path, keeping close together, their laughter and boisterous spirits stilled. The women hurried nervously beside the silent men who kept to the outside of the path, muskets ready at hand, for of late the Indians lurked very close to the settlement. But Phineas seemed in no hurry to join them. He stood just inside the warm-lighted cabin, leaning easily against the heavy doorpost, as though the evening were just beginning. The crest of his short fair hair, bleached by the summer sun, reached a good 4 inches above the lintel log, so that he would have to duck his head to go through the door. Miriam, who was going to be small, like all the Willard women, had to tip her head back to look at him. "'Twas a very fine party," he said. "I had no idea that New Hampshire would be such a gay place."